This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is Mountrail County Ag Agent Jim Hennessy. And Jim, soybean acres are up across the region, and when planting, a couple different strategies out there. Tell us about it.
Well, there's two different strategies to look at as far as when planting soybeans. I'm looking as far as preventing white mold. One of them is going with the wider rows versus the old 15-inch solid seed type. But as the planting season's getting to the end and wrapping up and we get into this rain, a lot of guys are thinking switching to a wider row to avoid less white mold. And in doing so, going to a 30-inch row, they can actually leave that canopy open for 7 to 14 days longer than if it closed up completely. Once it closes up, they've got the perfect culture for disease, and that's when we end up problems with white mold.
All right, good stuff, Jim, and hey, we'll talk more on soybean planting when we come back.
Welcome to Minot State University. Habit-forming hilarity and nonsense kicks off our 60th anniversary season of MSU Summer Theater. After that, Fiddler on the Roof tells a timeless and beautiful story. Then, get ready for an evening of hilarious mishaps and one strange night. Then it's time for our first ever MSU Summer Theater musical camp production at our fourth show, High School Musical Junior. To end our summer, the SpongeBob musical is a high-energy musical that the whole family will love. That's MSU Summer Theater.
Four Bears Casino now has Vegas-style sports betting at our on-site sportsbook. Place bets with our staff or at the self-serve kiosks and watch the action in comfort right up to the final moment.
Bottom of the ninth, two
outs. A minute left on the clock.
And down the stretch.
He's at the 30, the 20.
From way down, T.
Good, go all the
back,
way.
Back, and gone.
No matter how you play it, it's game time. Sportsbook at Four Bears Casino and Lodge, 4 miles west of Newtown.
Talking soybean planting today on Ag Issues with Jim Hennessy. And Jim, how about yield differences with these strategies?
Typically, our yield is the best when we run in a 15-inch row, as I was speaking. We look at a 30-inch row, we'll see a little bit of a yield drag. But the 15-inch row, like we were talking earlier, can close that canopy, having the perfect moisture and everything for disease. So we want air movement. By opening up that canopy and putting in a 30-inch row, we'll probably see 15% yield drag on it. And for the most part, it offsets it with less disease, and white mold can be a big issue for a lot of people.
Acres up again. Why is that, do you think?
People get into a routine, and basically, I mean, soybeans have been doing pretty well, and the price is always there.
All right, good stuff, Jim. And hey, that brings this report to a close. If you miss one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by MSU Summer Theater, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.